You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent study found that meth is easier to buy than cannabis in many parts of Aotearoa. 31% of the over 6,000 respondents said they could buy the drug in 20 minutes or less. I spoke with one of the authors of the study, Associate Professor Chris Wilkins, first asking him if he was surprised that 54% of people said meth was very easy for them to buy.
We were, so like a lot of people, we had been hearing those anecdotal stories about how meth is much easier to get hold of than cannabis, so we had an open mind about that, but we were a little surprised about the level of the difference in availability, and we also were quite surprised about how that state of affairs seemed to be throughout the whole country and not just in particular places.
I think it also found that it's easier to get outside of urban centres. Do we have any idea why this is?
Well, this was actually one of the motivations for the research, is that I think when people think about drug use and meth use, they often think of the large metropolitan centres and cities. But again, we were hearing those stories about from actually regional centres. And you're right, so the top five regions in terms of methamphetamine availability were the regional centres, not the main centres. So, I think there's a number of reasons for that. Is that sometimes smaller towns and cities and regions offer less employment opportunities. There's essentially less to do. But another factor is that often drug manufacture actually happens in the regions. So, methamphetamine labs. There's a lot of advantages about having those in isolated areas rather than in cities.
So does much of the meth come from New Zealand, or has it been imported from other countries?
I think what's happened over the last two or three years is there's been a massive increase in supply of methamphetamine in this global region. So a lot has been imported, but I imagine there's still some produced also in New Zealand. And the other factor is some of these regions have quite large ports. So like Bay of Plenty has a really large port, and I think that is a factor in the amount of and the types of drugs you see in that area.
And is it a case of people wanting to go out and get meth, or are they simply getting it over cannabis because it's easier to get hold of?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and we had a number of areas in the survey where people could just type in comments, and some of them were saying that. I guess that's really hard question to answer, but certainly you can take a step back and look at our results and say, well, in some situations maybe cannabis users can't get what they're looking for, cannabis, and maybe they're subject to some kind of marketing pressure, or they think, oh, I might as well try this other thing. But that's kind of speculation, but it's certainly that's one of the questions we raise in this bulletin.
And were respondents from sort of all walks of life, or did you find in maybe areas with lower socioeconomic status that it was easier to get?
I think what we've found that's been really good from our point of view is that sometimes internet surveys, well, traditionally an internet survey or historically an internet surveys tend to get samples that have higher education and younger people who are more connected with the internet. But our sample was actually quite broad, so we and so 45% of our sample was female, 21% were Maori, and 35% had only completed high school education. So we were really pleased about that, in that we seem to have got quite a broad sample.
And do you feel this data shows that police need to be focusing more on meth?
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that was a question that was really raised from the research, was that, I mean, I don't think anyone would be happy with this state of affairs just looking from the outside, that, you know, that in terms of harm, I think most people would agree that methamphetamine is more of a health risk. That doesn't mean that cannabis has no health risks. It's got its own set of health risks as well. But certainly, if you, relatively speaking, meth is the more of the health risk. So I guess if you were thinking about how you wanted to spend your drug enforcement dollar, you'd want it to focus on methamphetamine. So there's a question there. We're not really providing any answers, but the question is, does this show that, that there needs to be further rebalancing towards focusing on methamphetamine rather than cannabis?
It's also because meth is sort of easier to produce than marijuana. It takes less time and possibly is more profitable.
Yeah, that's right. So that's another point we raised about that could explain this relative difference in availability. That, you know, overall, cannabis is most more likely, more vulnerable to routine drug enforcement than methamphetamine. And also from a producer's point of view, it seems to us that if you've got the right precursors, producing meth a whole lot more easier and easier to conceal than cannabis. So cannabis takes months to grow, and then you have to harvest that, and even then the drug's kind of vulnerable to due to its bulk and its smell to routine enforcement. So one of the questions we asked was, well, does this just reflect the ease that you can produce methamphetamine compared to cannabis?
And what will you be doing with the data from the survey?
Well, this is really a pilot to try and we moved previously we'd done this kind of research in face-to-face situations and physically recruited people from the streets or other locations, and we interviewed them face-to-face. So what we wanted to do is just try and demonstrate how, if we utilize the internet, we can actually broaden the people we can speak to, so we can go to all different parts of New Zealand and we can collect much larger samples. So we talked to over 6,000 people, and we can get a really much better quality data about drug trends. So now we're going to go to different government agencies, particularly the Ministry of Health, and say, well, look, you know, we can provide really large samples and a very fast, rapid response to issues. So we're going to have a discussion about them and how that could help in terms of responding to the health aspects of drug use.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.